Brown City and Memphis. Kohler's Propane is home to the original price protection guarantee. Once you contract with Kohler Propane, you can trust that your propane price won't exceed a specific price all season long. Call the local propane provider you can trust. Kohler Propane at 888-950-7975. And trust me, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
The Huron County Farm Bureau agents would like to make sure that you get to and from all the sporting events this winter safely while saving money. Everyone knows that high school sports mean a lot to the community, so make sure to go out and support your local teams. There's no better place to go this basketball season to be local and save money than Farm Bureau Insurance. Farm Bureau Insurance has been working for you since 1949 to help keep your loved ones safe, especially during the winter months. Stop by and see one of your local Farm Bureau agents. Tim Fritz in Bad Axe, Harrison Gundon in Elkton, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach, Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, and Deb Croswick in Unionville. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Presentation of the WLAW Sports Network is being brought to you by Thumb Sailor, the talk of the thumb. More Shoreline, your Chevrolet and Buick dealer in Sequink. Kohler Propane, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's. Farm Bureau Insurance Agents of Huron County. DS Services of Cass City. The Michigan High School Athletic Association. Thumb National Bank with locations everywhere and now a location in Bad Axe. Pigeon Telephone, Harco's Ben Franklin and Main Street Cafe in downtown Pigeon. Century Oaks Golf Restaurant. Gabriel Holdwick, DDS of Harbor Beach, Bailey Insurance, and Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Our family serving yours since 1948. Sailor and Internet services for this broadcast provided by Thumb Sail and their blazing speed of their 4G LTE network. Make the switch today and become the talk of the thumb. Clark Ramsey and John Mooney with your call today in our second game of a doubleheader in the District 84 semifinals between the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers and the Harbor Beach Pirates. We saw a thriller of a ball game as USA punched their ticket to the finals. The winner of this ball game will take on the Patriots on Friday at 7 p.m. Well, if you take a look at Harbor Beach and Lakers, in the past six seasons, Harbor Beach has won 11 of the last 12 games with Lakers. That only loss Harbor Beach has had to Lakers came this year on January 4th, 2017, when Lakers won 54-44 in this very gym. The average score in those two ball games between Harbor Beach and Lakers, as Harbor Beach went on to win by six points in the second matchup, 54-48, the average score was Lakers 51, Harbor Beach 49 in those two ball games. Now, if you take a look at those last 13 games between Harbor Beach and Lakers, Harbor Beach has an average score of 53.6, Lakers 43.7. Now, the last five games, kind of going on a streak here of what each team has gone on, Harbor Beach has been averaging the last five ball games 51.2 points on offense and 48.6 on defense, a plus 2.6 margin in their favor. For the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers, they've been scoring in their last five games 44.8 on offense and giving up 48.4, so negative 3.6, not in their favor.
They play close ball games, don't they?
Very close ball games, yes, indeed. The last district championship in which both teams are vying for Harbor Beach, it came back in 2013 when they defeated the USA in this very gym, 61-60. For the Lakers, that comes all the way back in 2000 when they defeated USA 52-48, something they'd like to accomplish again in 2017. The last time Lakers won a ball game in districts or postseason in general comes all the way back in 2005 when they beat USA. That streak, of course, came to an end on Monday.
It's interesting because the last two times these two clubs played each other, that was back in January. And I can tell you flat out that these are two different teams now than they were in January. And I like where both of them are trending in the right direction. You have a, I would say now you've got Harbor Beach is a veteran group. They didn't make hardly any changes. There was one addition to their lineup, and that was bringing up a freshman, Evan Smoglinski from the JV. As far as the Lakers, they had a whole smattering of kids that are playing from the JV and moving to the varsity. You know, we're talking, I'll just go through it, like James Dubes, Troy Chapel, Andrew Siegfried, Carson Bender, Adam LeGault, Mason Pasek, and Corey Minetti. Corey Minetti, by the way, is more than likely going to be a starter tonight. So, you know, it's a tale of two different tapes, but both of them are trending in the right direction, everything. So experience-wise, you got to kind of give it a nod to the Harbor Beach Pirates, but you also have home floor advantage for the Lakers, as well as the Lakers played on Monday night, and Harbor Beach was in the stands. I think they were watching. So that's your difference, Clark. This is going to be a really close ball game. Why not? They're always close.
Well, let's go through the crystal ball forecast presented by Sure, where better health makes for a better life. It's time you ask yourself, are you sure? Well, Clark won this last ball game. And so if you take a look,
no.
I'm going to take Harbor Beach by 5. Las Vegas has Harbor Beach favored by 4.5.
That's an interesting pick, because I can make a case for both squads, okay? I mean, I could argue both squads winning this ball game. But when it comes down to this, I think it's Harbor Beach by 4.
Harbor Beach, you're taking the under. Harbor Beach
yes,
by 4.
Yes, I am.
As it's now time to find out. So, of course, Clark Ramsey has Harbor Beach by 5. John Mooney taking Harbor Beach by 4. We'll see how this one fares out. I'm kind of scared, John, that you and I had the same pick. Because you have not had a very successful season so far.
Oh, it's been terrible, actually.
It's 8-3-1.
Oh, do we have to count those?
Yeah, yes, we do.
Okay.
Yes, we do.
Does that mean I get hired again for next year?
You're not getting out of that easy. That's all I know. Well, let's find out our starting lineups. First for the – now, we're in Lakers. The away team, though, is technically, per draw, the top side – the bottom side of the bracket, which is the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. Harbor Beach is the home team tonight.
I say thank goodness, because I can see both jerseys' numbers.
Well, let's find out our starting lineups. First starting for the Lakers. At point guard, a senior, number 1, Drew Scholler. Also at point guard, they kind of trade off as the night progresses. Junior, Brennan Wisner, on varsity for a whole long time already. He's only a junior. Down to the low post, a senior, number 10, Seth Bowles. Also on post, brought up as a sophomore for the postseason in the latter half of the season, number 32, sophomore, Corey Minetti. And at the wing, kind of a swingman, number 34, a junior, Braden Smith. For the Elkton, for the Harbor Beach Pirates, at low post, 6'3" senior, also plays up at the guard, number 5, Brady Kirsch. At guard, dives to the lane as fast as possible, 6'1" junior, number 10, James Shelke. At guard, a 6-foot sophomore, moved up all season, number 14, Mason Yon. At low post, at 5'10" and a junior, number 23, Julian Tenerife. And at guard, a sharpshooter from the wings, a 5'11" junior, number 24, Ryan Seaman. Harbor Beach coached by Ron Rubel. For the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers, Ron Schwarzengruber. Harbor Beach is Ron Rubel in his 24th season as head coach. For Ron Schwarzengruber, his second at Lakers.
Both coaches, true gentlemen. And a credit to their basketball teams that they are heading up. I'll tell you what, this is going to be a fantastic game. They have 30 seconds on the clock. I don't know why. I'm ready to go with 8 minutes. Let's get it started.
Lakers will be in their away green uniforms, moving left to right across your radio. Lakers emblazoned across their chest, white numbers, white lettering, and black and green, black and white stripes under. Shorts with a wheeled L on their left short. For the Harbor Beach Pirates, their home whites, orange letters, black outlines, Harbor Beach across their chests, orange and black stripes down the sides. James Shelke and Seth Bowles will be tipping off. Harbor Beach right to left across their radio, Lakers left to right, and John Mooney, it feels good to have some energy in this ball, in this gymnasium.
You know, both games, this is just fantastic. March Madness at its best, and here we go.
And the tip is won